Hey, fellow mathers, before we get into this episode, we want to share with you how you can get access to free content, professional learning that will keep your students engaged and doing the math that matters. Get ready to go to this link, mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge.
That's right. Registration is open for the free Math is Figure Outable Challenge that's starting May 15th and runs to the 17th at 7 p.m. Central. We're going to have 3 nights jam-packed with learning and routines that you can take straight to your classroom.
In these challenges, we have a great time. We do some math, talk about classroom experiences, give away super cool bonuses and prizes. You won't just walk away with routines that are naturally engaging and encourage your students to think mathematically. You'll also have a chance to win over $6,000 worth in prizes, including a few virtual PD sessions for your school. I'll be joined by my wonderful co-host Kim and special guest Jenna Labe.
You can register at mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge for a fantastic learning experience. That's mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. Now on to the show.
Hey, fellow mathematicians. Welcome to the podcast where math is figureoutable. I'm Pam. It's so funny. And you're Kim.
I wasn't listening.
And this episode is a math strat chat episode where we, Pam and Kim, talk about our math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment on others' thinking. Hey, Kim, it's your turn. Go.
I do this every week. Okay. So the problem is 5/10 × 4/3. Ooh. How would you solve this problem? Pause the podcast, solve it, and come back and listen to how we're going to solve it. The problem is 5/10 × 4/3.
All right, Kim, I can't wait to hear what you're thinking.
Okay. So I'm thinking 5/10 is half. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying half of 4/3, which is 2/3.
And you think you can just do that? You can just think 1/2 of 4/3 and you're done.
Yep.
2/3. Nice. Okay. So since you took kind of the obvious one.
Yep.
I'm going to think they use the commutative property, and I'm going to think about, well, I'm also going to think of 5/10 as 1/2.
Okay.
But I'm going to think of 4/3 of 1/2.
Okay.
So 4/3 of anything is one of those things and another third of that thing.
Yep.
4/3 is 3/3 and 1 more third. Uh-huh. So 4/3 or 1 1/3 of 1/2. So I've got 1 of 1/2 is 1/2. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And 1/3 of 1/2 is 1/6.
Yep.
So 1/3 of 1/2 is 1/6. So now I have 1/2 and 1/6. And I'm thinking about that as 3/6 and 1/6. So that's 3/6 and 1/6 is 4/6. And you got 2/3, which is equivalent to my 4/6. What do you think?
I take it.
Bam. All right. All right.
I'm wondering what's on your paper. Do you have something on your paper?
I literally wrote 1 1/2 or 1 1/3.
Uh-huh.
Of. I wrote the word of. Uh-huh. 1/2. And then I wrote equals 1/2 + 1/6.
Uh-huh.
And then I wrote equals 3/6 + 1/6 = 4/6.
So writing what you wrote was probably quite a bit quicker than what you just said. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Cool.
And honestly, the 1/2 of 4/3 just being 1/2 of 4 anythings is two of those things. That was super quick. But I decided to do something else because I could.
Yeah, because it's not just about quick, right? Like having about a variety of things, and we're not rushing here. So
I was kind of curious if I could think about 1/3 of 1/10.
Yeah.
But then when you said 1/2 and I was like, oh yeah, just 1/2. Hey, I can think about 1/3 of 1/2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why not?
Very cool. All right, everyone. We can't see because no one told us yet.
Oh, so tell us, put it on social media. It's a jumbled mess
sometimes. We can't wait to see what you're going to do with this problem. Solve it. Share it. Comment.
You're just over it, aren't
we?
We love you.
Tag
me on social media when you do. Don't tag Kim, whatever, because she's gonna ignore it. And use the hashtag MathStratChat and make sure you check out our MathStratChat problem that we post every Wednesday around 7 p.m. Central Time. And then come back here to hear how at least I'm thinking about the problem. Whether Kim is there or not, we're not sure. We love having you as part of the Math is Forgettable movement. Thanks for spreading the word that math is figureoutable. Thank you for listening and making math more figureoutable.
To learn even more, make sure you register for our free challenge at mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. You are not going to want to miss the evenings of May 15th through 17th, starting at 7 p.m. Central.
Math teaching, go register now. That's mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. Join us to make math more and more figure outable. And if you can't join live, register and we'll send you access to the recordings. We'll see you there.